Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome to the Other Stories. This is Luke. This is Christmas Day. We're having a Christmas breakfast. Is that a thing?
Bonanza.
Bonanza. Christmas breakfast bonanza. It's not just me today. It's Luke, and it is a Mr.
Dan Wilcox. Hi, everyone. It's been a while.
How are you, Dan?
Doing very well. I'm excited because today is Christmas, but it is not because this is pre-recorded.
Did you get everything that Santa brought you? That doesn't make any sense. Did you get everything that you wanted?
Everything and more. I spent the morning opening up presents.
Yeah.
I've already hit the eggnog.
Yeah.
I've already rescued Santa from the chimney, so it's been eventful.
Yeah.
How's your morning been?
Well, Santa fell off my roof and died, and as per the Santa Claus, I am now Santa Claus.
Shit, so it was you that I rescued this morning.
Yeah, thanks for that. I got stuck.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. I mean, I'm still confused why you were trying to get away in such a hurry.
Well, you came at me, you don't have clothes on, it's too early. you didn't tell me you sleep naked.
And the dressing gown, eyes open.
Yeah. Yeah, man, so what you have for Christmas dinner? Do you have Yorkshire puddings?
I mean, it's still morning.
Oh, yeah.
I'm planning on eating lots of Yorkshires and turkey and...
Okay. Because I know some people don't do Yorkshires.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Well,
that took a second to sink in.
Well, it's not a Christmas thing, is it? Yorkshire pudding. I think it's just a Sunday roast thing. But a Christmas dinner is essentially just a posh Sunday roast.
The turkey Sunday roast.
Yeah.
I'm curious, with the name being Yorkshire, has the Yorkshire tradition extended as far to the USA, to Canada? No,
For all our US listeners, a Yorkshire pudding is like a batter that you pop in the oven in a really hot oil for about 10 minutes or so, and then it rises and creates like a sort of
cup
that you put all of your stuff in. Yeah, but you put your mashed potato and gravy and turkey in, and it tastes amazing. I don't think they have it over there, but it's, I guess it's like an English version of a pancake in the sense that you can put anything on it and it'll be good.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Yeah. So we just wanted to pop in out of our busy Christmas morning schedule and just a big thank you, really, to all of you listeners for listening to this show for every week. I don't think we've missed a single week.
Not since we've started.
Which was like March 2016?
2016, coming up to our third year in April.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy.
Which is kind of awesome. But yeah, thousands and thousands of downloads, lots and lots of people listening to the podcast. It's it's overwhelming.
The Facebook group as well is crazy fun. Did you see Ben Bates and they were like talking about like Frankenstein, and they were like doing a whole role play thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Just having some fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's cool to see the Facebook group has sort of come alive. Like, it is our Frankenstein's monster.
Lots of it. So welcome to all the new guys. Yeah. Hello to all the old guys.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's still, for me, it still feels really, really surreal, the whole shebang. Do you know what I mean? Like, we write stories, we put them out. But what I really want to do is try and invite everyone to like my house and just see the volume of people in a real world setting.
Like an open house party. You might get out of control. Have you seen those on Facebook where the house gets trashed?
Yes. It just snowballs. But yeah. I'd love to do something like that. I'd love to it'd be cool if we could take the other stories on tour.
I've been thinking about that a lot ever since we first started doing it. Like, I think if we could just find someone who's got experience in doing live shows, like, I think it'd be halfway between a book tour and like a live stage show sort of thing. Yeah. With sound effects and
we just sit there while the narrator spoke.
Yeah. Nah, I don't
just hold up a pen and some paper and occasionally just like scribble.
I think maybe you'd have costumes, actors and stuff and make it a bit of a thing.
I'd enjoy that.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll see what Santa brings.
Yeah, but what else? So over nearly 3 million downloads now. We've got just 2.75 million downloads. We sold the film and TV option for the podcast, which is pretty amazing. That's had a, you know, taken a lot of work in itself.
We've opened up the podcast to guest writers, so I'm trying to remember when that actually happened now. Was that July-ish? June, July?
I felt like it was a long time ago now. It feels like such a part of the show, like a standard. Yeah. Just getting all the submissions. And submissions, the quality of submissions is so high that it's really difficult for us to sift through. And I hate when we have to send out rejections. I know it sucks, but I mean, there's only so many spaces, and we do try and give new voices a chance where we can, but it's it is difficult to balance it all out. But it is nice when you get to accept someone on the flip side.
We've introduced a lot of regulars, which is quite nice, and like I said, I think it's just nice to see it to grow. And I mean, personally for me, it's nice to offer other writers that chance, that platform, because I mean, I think one of our, well, I don't think I know that the whole ethos behind what me, you, Ben and Matt and now Carl do is a rising tide raises all ships. So to actually be able to feature other artists and have them on the podcast and sprinkle our magic on them is very, very humbling. I think that's probably one of my favorite parts of this year.
I like it when we get we have a writer. I think John Cronshaw did a story a little while back. I don't remember. It was a pulpy steampunk story.
Yeah.
Lord Sidebottom, that's the one. Persephone narrated it really brilliantly. And on the episode, it was great to see people from the Facebook group commenting and sort of talking about the story. And the same with Daniel Johnson as well. It was really nice to see the buzz around a guest writer's story. You know, to sort of for them to experience that kind of about their story is pretty great.
That's it. And then to feature Keelan Patrick Burke on Halloween was a particular highlight of mine. He's someone that we've spoken to before, had on one of our other podcasts. Very, very humble, very lovely Irish man. And I think I was deliciously overwhelmed with his story. I thought the production value, the narration, just the story itself was spot on Halloween.
Yeah. I'd like to do more of that. I'd like to get more guest writer spots in.
Yeah. I think it'd be interesting. I mean, we've obviously got the survey open now, so we'll do a plug for that. If anyone's listening is interested in winning one of 5 signed books from the Hawk and Cleaver guys, then hop over to www.hawkandcleaver.com/survey. And there's actually a box in there where we've kind of opened it up for suggestions for things that you might want to see, things that you might want to see less of. So it's kind of a chance for you to have your voice and shape the podcast for what is going to happen in 2019. But I think it'll be nice for us to feature a couple more sort of feature writers. Would be nice. But if anyone's got any ideas of anything else that you want to see, I've saw in some of the results already that we've got a lot of people talking about a lot of sort of ask us anything and a bit more extra behind the scenes with certain writers and narrators. So we're we'll definitely go through all those over the coming weeks once the surveys close and look at what we apply for, what will be our third year of podcasting this beast.
Patreon as well, our Patreon account. It's nice to see we hit the $100 a month, like last day, I was going to say, last week. Yesterday is the correct term. But yeah, it was really nice to see that grow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it might even be more now that it's actually Christmas.
Yeah, it's true. This is in the future.
This freaking time warp, man. This is why it's weird to do episodes in advance, but to be honest, I'm not going to record an episode on Christmas. I'm going to sit and be interested in my four-year-old's presents.
Yeah. What have you got, your kid? Have you got him like any sort of horror? You got him a Stephen King book to what?
Nothing horror-y.
Getting him in the Dark Tower yet?
Depends what you define as horror-y. I got him a cat car and a cat. Not cat. Where's he? Oh my god, I forgot his name.
Pepper the Pig.
His name is just Catboy from PJ Masks, which is quite horrific. There's a boy dressed as a cat. But he loves that, and hopefully he can't hear me because he's going asleep in the bedroom next door, but it's fine. But yeah, it's exciting. Well, what are you expecting from Crimbo?
I kind of got my Christmas present already because I bought God of War.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, no, it's good, lots of fun. That's about it. I'm kind of skint because I've moved house and done all that kind of stuff. It eats away at your money.
Are you going to stick in Nottingham for a while?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I've got to for work at the minute. Yeah,
fair enough.
But yeah, man, what else can we do? Oh yeah, so we thought it'd be fun to do crack open this Christmas cracker. And then we do a joke each, and should we let the listeners decide which joke is the winner?
Yeah, shoot.
Okay, so we're going to do our jokes, and then if you let us know in the Facebook group who is the winner of the Joke Off 2018.
That's a lot more pressure on this joke than I thought there was going to be now, so it's fine. I'm confident.
Feel it. Okay.
Yeah.
You ready to go? Do you want to go first?
Okay. That was me opening a cracker. Why did nobody bid for Rudolph and Blitzen on eBay?
Hang on, let me think.
That's why did nobody bid for Rudolph and Blitzen on eBay?
Rudolph and Blitzen. I don't know. Why did nobody bid for Rudolph and Blitzen?
Because they were too dear.
Oh, I knew it was going to be something like that. I knew, oh, God.
Because they're horns. I don't know.
Okay. That was good. I was trying to. I like to try and figure them out before they hit a punchline.
You got to try and deconstruct them. You're like. We had like a Christmas joke off earlier a couple of weeks ago at work, and in one of those it was like give you the setup,
yeah,
no, the punchline, you have to think, no, they give you setup and then you have to think of the punchline, and you sit there, and one of them which I particularly enjoyed was what type of person has to hide in a baker's bread baking dough
what is it,
a mince spy.
Mince pie, that's it. I knew it was that as well. Jesus Christ.
Maybe I should have done that for my joke. Anyway, hit me.
Okay. What does Santa suffer from if he gets stuck in a chimney?
Claustrophobia.
Oh, are you on the same webpage?
No, I just knew that one.
Oh. Okay, I'll do it nice. Because oh god, these are okay, knock knock.
Who's that?
I need up.
I need a poo.
You dirty bug. That's not really a Christmas joke. But
well, it depends. Have you ever had a poo on Christmas?
I'm sure I have.
Just getting crass.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually meant this one. You decide.
Okay.
Or are you doing another?
I'll do an actual Christmas one.
Okay, cool.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Arthur.
Arthur who?
Arthur, any mince pies left? What? Does that work? Arthur,
yeah.
Arthur, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Who won? You decide. Let us know. Drop us an email too. What's the best email?
KezTheEditor@gmail.com.
Or just drop a line in the Facebook group.
All right, guys. Have a good Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for all your support. And we'll see you in the new year.